Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Okay, firstly, brothers and sisters, we just show one hand to welcome Brother Atam all the way from Shantiwan.
Yes.
I think before that, Atam, we just introduce the family. Who are those from Malaysia? Can put your hands up, Malaysia? Yeah, good. Yeah. And who are those from Sri Lanka? Yeah. Both families.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I think we just have 1 hour. Maybe scratch it a bit more. Huh? So I think Atam had been in Malaysia about 2 weeks ago. January 18th, she was here. He was here in Malaysia for Baba's Day. You know, very fortunate. So we want to invite him again and to share some gems with the family. I think translation okay before that? Translation? Okay. Yang translation, ada problem? Ada problem, angkat tangan. Ellen, check. Translation got problem. I just put your hands up. Okay, we welcome Ganesh Ji also, brother. Brother Ji, Ganesh Ji also as well.
Ganesh Bhai.
Yeah, Ganesh Bhai.
Ganesh
yeah.
Sana, come.
Ganesh Bhai, yeah. Karena okay, I think, yeah. Ed, can come here, yeah. So today we selected a very interesting topic. I think, as everybody knows, Atam was one of Baba's very, very special jewel. Even before Shantiwan was constructed, even before Gyan Sarovar, he was in Madhuban much, much earlier. I think about 60 years in knowledge, Atam?
55 in knowledge and 50 in Madhuban.
Okay. 55 years in knowledge and 50 years in Madhuban. Mm-hmm. Long, long time.
Yeah.
So I think, as everybody knows, Atam is very specialized on subject of yoga. So this evening, we're taking the subject on yoga. The topic for this evening, Brother Sisters, is on the seed station, the bodiless stage. Seed stage and bodiless stage. I think before we start, maybe Atam just share with the family what is seed stage and what is bodiless stage.
What is seed
stage? Seed stage and bodiless stage.
Okay. What is seed stage and what is bodiless stage? Bodiless stage is a part of seed stage. Bodiless stage means experiencing ourselves as a point of light. Just soul, incorporeal soul. Experiencing ourselves bodiless means beyond the body. Forgetting body and being in a real consciousness, royal consciousness, true consciousness, that is the soul consciousness, that is called bodiless stage. And we have to maintain bodiless stage as good as possible, as long as possible. Then only we can experience seed stage. What is seed stage? Body is like a tree, and the seed of this tree is a point of light, soul. In the same way, there is a human genealogical tree, the seed of that eternal tree is a Baba, point of light. Seed of this body, soul, seed of that tree is a point of light, Shiv Baba, Supreme Soul. And we can experience seed stage in Paramdham, in soul world. Actually, perfect remembrance. Baba used to say, very few children are remembering me perfectly, correctly. What does it really mean? Perfect remembrance, correct remembrance means in soul world, we must visualize Baba as a seed of the tree, human genealogical tree, and I, the soul, is a seed of this bodily tree, sitting together and having conversation with Baba through the medium of thoughts, and then slowly, slowly, the number of thoughts decreasing, and then at the end we can experience ourselves. I am just point of light and Baba supreme point of light. I am just receiving energy, not even thought, just feeling, just experiencing. Seed stage means thoughtless stage, no more thoughts, only experiencing the last thought. And I am just receiving tremendous powers from Baba, that experience, that feeling. When you are sitting in the sunlight, daytime, then you are just sitting there, not even thinking, and just enjoying sun bath. The light of sun is falling on your skin, on your body, and you are receiving the temperature is a hotness, and vitamin D you are receiving. You're just sitting there, no thoughts. In the same way, seed stage means experiencing spiritual sun bath. Just being in Baba's company. See, in 1 minute you may have 4 thoughts, in next minute you may have 3 thoughts, next minute you may have 2 thoughts, next minute you may have 1 thought, and next minute not even thought, just experience of that last thought. See, that is called seed stage. And in that seed stage, our sins are burning. Only in seed stage, our sins are burning away. That is why when we are sitting in yoga, Amrit Vela or evening yoga, we must experience such type of the powerful yoga stage, seed stage. Because we can maintain full concentration in that yoga process. While performing action, we can experience angelic stage. Because we are performing action, that's why instead of this physical body, awareness of physical body, we may have the awareness of light body, angelic body, and then we may have connection with Baba, remembrance with Baba. But in that stage, our sins are not burning. Only the benefit of that stage is, we are not creating new account of sins. And we are getting well prepared for the experience of seed stage. We are preparing ourselves. In this way, we must experience seed stage, Amrit Vela or in evening yoga. Understand? But for that, bodiless stage is very necessary. Just visualize very clearly, point of light, I am the soul, I am point of light. Just the awareness of body is decreasing, and just experiencing point of divine light. This is my existence in this world. Not brother or not sister, only point of light. That is, I think, shift stage. You got the clear idea? Huh? Yeah,
good Atam, I think some very good point you were saying that to achieve seed stage we need to have bodiless stage first. Bodiless stage, then we are able to achieve seed stage. And also angelic stage, sins cannot be burned, but no accounts are created. But angelic stage need to prepare for the seed stage. Correct? We need angelic stage to prepare for the seed stage.
Yeah. Okay. Angelic stage is taking us towards the seed stage.
Good.
We are on the way.
Okay, Atam, brother, the next question is, when is the best time to practice the seed stage throughout the whole day? Is it just Amrit Vela time or is it any other time?
See, the yogi in India, the yogis in India, they have proven that best time for meditation is before sunrise or after sunset. Laukik yogis. there is some relation, the sunlight and brain, our brain and whatever the level of silence also. But the best time is, they prove that the best time for meditation is before sunrise or after sunset. Understand? And for our Brahmin life, in our Brahmin life, the best time is 2 to 5. Every day, Brahma Baba used to wake up 2 o'clock. Every day, Baba used to wake up 2 o'clock. Mama also used to wake up early morning. And because at that time, the level of silence is very high. And then another, the level of oxygen is very high in atmosphere. O3 gas, oxygen, level of oxygen is very high. And because of that, we could feel freshness. And the impure, vicious people, they are sleeping in a deep sleep. That's why there is no disturbance of impure thoughts in our yoga. That is one benefit. And then another benefit, I also had 4-5 hours sleep. That's why my mind and body is also fresh, very fresh at that time. And no noise of factories and these and human beings. The level of silence is very high. That is why best time for the deep yoga, powerful meditation is in between 2 to 5. Just for a joke, those are having meditation 4 to 5, the title for them is yogi. 3 o'clock meditation, waking up 3 o'clock, title for them is Raj Yogi. And those are waking up 2 o'clock and having powerful meditation, the title for them is Mahayogi. And these 3 hours sleeping, missing Amrut Vela, and sleeping 5 to 6, enjoying sleep, that is called Bhogi, means enjoying sleep. 6 to 7, sleeping, Rogi, means sick person. And 7 to 8, Mahayogi, very sick person. Okay, let him sleep. He's a very sick person, Maharogi. That is why I must take the title, at least title of yogi, 4 o'clock. But if you want to have some experiences, extraordinary experiences, next day you can get extra sleep, rest. Then Saturday or one day before Amrut Vela, you can wake up 3 o'clock, you can wake up 2 o'clock. We must have the experience of that time also, yoga, having yoga at that time also. Because the level of silence is very high, 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock. That is why that Baba has said that, once Baba has said that, 1 minute in between these 3 hours, whatever you earn the spiritual income in 1 minute of among these 3 hours, you cannot earn that much income in remaining 21 hours. Baba has said. If you miss Amrut Vela yoga, okay, then something is better than nothing, evening yoga. But Amrut Vela is first Srimad. We must wake up at that time. We must get full benefit of that precious time. And if we miss that first Srimad, then we experience unhappiness throughout the day. Because we have not obeyed first Srimad of the day. That's why no happiness, whole day face unhappiness. You experience dryness. And you can experience surrounded by problems throughout the day then.
Yeah, thank you, Bhaiji. I like the word, the three types of yogi. One is Mahayogi, one is Raja Yogi, and one is Yogi. Om Shanti. Bhaiji, the next question is,
yes.
You mentioned earlier that stage is important to burn away all the sins. Now we know the time is getting short, no?
Yeah.
Cycle. Let's say within us, we know a lot of sins are there in the soul.
Yeah.
And maybe some of us think that we haven't experienced enough seed stage. Or maybe seed stage is not powerful yet. So what should we do in this short period of time to speed up the effort so that the seed stage can increase so that more sins are burned? And second question is, how do we know sins are burned? How do we know within ourselves sins are burned? Okay, two questions. One question is, in this short time, whatever sins left in the soul, how do we intensify or increase the seed stage so that all the sins can be burned and then we go back home? And second question is, how do we know sins are burned, already burned, sins are burning in the soul?
For Brahmins, for Baba children, for settling karmic account, our sins, there are three ways. We can settle our past sins, past karmic account, through the three means. First, through suffering. Any sickness, any suffering, illness, sickness, whatever. And second mean is through yoga, through meditation. And third mean, if we have not finish the account, then third is Dharamrajpuri, punishment in Dharamrajpuri. We have to make that zero through punishment. Okay? Now, that is why if we really would like to go with respect through the Dharamrajpuri, the three, with respect, we must finish that karmic account here. Before leaving the body. Because when we are living body, the soul is carrying subtle body till the subtle world, till the Dharamrajpuri. Soul is carrying subtle body through Dharamrajpuri, till Dharamrajpuri, and if we have karmic account, then we settle that through that light body, through the medium of that subtle body, and then that subtle body get merged in subtle world, and then soul is going to subtle, Paramdham, and fixing the section, sitting in his section. Okay? This is a process. Now, if we really, really would like to finish this account, karmic account, fast, what we can do that? For that, we must improve the quality of yoga. We are doing everyday yoga. We are listening Murali every day. But still, we are observing some stresses of vices in the soul. We become angry, we have some feelings, bad feelings, and this and that, sometimes impure thoughts. It means the samskaras are not, the sins are already there in the soul. Traces of vices are in the soul. We have to burn, we have to finish that. Understand? And for that, Baba has said that first experience loveful stage, combined stage with Baba. Get lost in Baba's love. And once experience combined stage, on one hand, Baba is ocean of love, and on the other hand, Baba is ocean of powers. That is what deep loveful stage means, experiencing combined stage with Baba, then automatically that loveful stage is transferring in a powerful stage. If I hold the burning charcoal in my hand, burning red charcoal, in a second my hand can burn, my skin burn. because very hot, temperature is very high. In the same way, when I experience combined states with Baba, Baba on one hand is ocean of love, and on the other hand is the ocean of powers, then automatically the loveful stage is transferring or converting in a powerful stage, automatically. When we start experiencing that powerful stage, and in that powerful stage, our sins are burning away. Sins are burning away. Okay? Now, how do I know my sins are burning? You got clear idea about this? We have to improve quality of yoga and quantity of yoga also. Quality means depth of yoga. Quantity means being in that stage. Time. We must increase the time of being in that stage. It means quantity. Increasing quantity. And quality means depth of yoga. Horizontal progress and vertical progress. Quality means vertical progress. And horizontal means quantity. We have to improve. Understand? Now we are having hardened samskaras of 63 birth in the soul. In the temperature of power, fire of yoga, the fire of yoga must be very high. Just example, the ball, I have the gold ring in my hand, gold ball or gold ring in my hand. I want to melt that gold. I supply the heat, fire. And in that fire, the gold become red also, very hot also. But until the melting point will not reach, that will not turn in a liquid form. Understand? Every metal has their melting point, temperature, degree, different temperature, melting point. In the same way, we have hardened samskaras related with five vices, and it really needs volcanic fire of yoga, volcanic yoga, not only yoga, volcanic yoga. In volcanic yoga, what is the meaning of volcanic yoga? When in volcano, when there is a volcano, the lava is erupting in that, the temperature of lava is very high, extremely high. Any hardened piece of iron or piece of stone is coming, that is turning in a liquid form within no time. Because temperature is very high. In the same way, in volcanic fire of yoga, the very high, and that's why all the samskaras related with the five vices are melting away. And soul become spotless, dotless, flawless diamond. There must not be any flaw on me, the soul diamond. That decrease my value. I don't want any flow on the diamond, on me is the soul. Okay? Now, how do I know my sins are burning away or not? Actually, whatever the sins we perform in 63 birth, that sins are in the soul in the form of negative energy. Negative energy. And when we are having yoga, we are receiving positive energy from Baba. As much we are receiving positive energy, negative energy is going away, releasing away automatically. As much we are receiving positive energy, negativity is going away. It means the cleansing processes. Raj Yoga meditation is one type of the cleansing process of a soul. The negativity is going away, Okay? Example. When I was going one day to by car to Ahmedabad. Car was very new and very good. Driver was also very expert. And we halfway we already covered. And all of the sudden the car stopped on the road. Then the brother says, "What we have? How that happen? The car is good, and then why the car stop? We have to take this carriage." Okay, then we were pushing that car. Anyhow, we took that to the garage, motor garage. And then we asked the mechanical of that car, "Brother, what happened? Don't know what is wrong. The engine is not working. The car is not starting." He said, "Okay, I will do that. I will take money. I will repair your car." The brother driver was having some engineering intellect. He said, "Why this engine is hot? Why this leakage of water is there? Why this oil is there?" He said, "Please stop, sit there. Let me work. Let me do the work. I will repair it and I will give you return. Don't bother about that." He sat there, and after 1 hour, car was ready. In the same way, Baba has said that take the car of your soul in a garage of Paramdham and hand over the mechanical Baba. "Baba, I am yours. Just hand over, surrender." Then Baba's task is that, repairing that car, cleaning that car, everything is that. Baba said that, "Trust me, believe me, your car will be wonderful, car will be perfect. For 21 baht, nothing will wrong happen with your car. This is my guarantee. Your job is just bring your car and in a garage of soul world and hand over me. Everything, then other things I will do that. Don't bother." In the same way, we must just go to Baba, just surrender to Baba, then Baba can do everything. We must not have any type of the doubt. "Oh, how that can happen? How the sins will burn?" Don't bother. That is Baba's task. When I was which center? Your center? Joho. I was in Joho. The brother Karan brought this much big ice block and put on the roof. Then sunlight was there. The sunlight, hot heat of the sun and the cold of that ice was fighting. There was a fight in between. And when the light was high, temperature was high, and that snow was melting in the water. That is invisible process. In the same way, when we sit in sunlight, spiritual sunlight, Baba, the energy we are receiving, positive energy, the negative energy is releasing, going away. This is automatic process. But this is a very subtle process. This is a very invisible process. That's why we must trust that. We must have faith. We must practice yoga with a faithful intellect. Then Baba will do everything okay. But how do I know my process of purification is going fast or some dirt is there? Still dirt is there. I conquer vices in a big form, but some dirt stresses are there. How do I know? Then there are two tests for that. One, through the pattern, by watching the pattern of thoughts, we can get the idea what sort of purity I am having, purification I am having, by observing thought pattern. If I am having sometimes thought related with any vice, lust, anger, greed, this and that, it means still I am having that dirt, that trace of vices, particular vices, I am having that. not yet finished. But when I am having the flow of pure thought, powerful thought, positive thought, it means I am close to my perfection, close to my purification. You can get an idea. And second test, I can check my purity through the by observing dream. Because in dream, our subconscious mind is working. And there is a deep impact of old samskar on our subconscious mind. If I have some dream, fearful dream related with any vices, it means that dirt I am having still in the soul. Having dream is okay. Dream about Babas, dream about golden age, dream about confluences, dreams about service. Okay, that is okay. But dreams about any vices related with vices, it means still I am having that dirt, stresses in me. By this way we can check ourselves. But that is a, Baba has said that if you remember me, your sins will be absolved. Supreme Being, Baba is saying that. It means that is 100% truth, that is happening. But that is a very subtle phenomena, subtle process. That's why we may have sometimes doubt, oh I don't know, my sins are really burning or not, or what I should do, what can I do, like this. But that is working, the process is going there. Understand? My sins are burning, signs, experiencing lightness. It means the burden of heaviness, sins is going away, burning away. The percentage of lightness is increasing means my sins are burning. And second sign, experiencing the level of spiritual intoxication. It means the process of purification is working and you are going towards your destination of perfection. Because not special efforts required for maintaining spiritual intoxication or godly intoxication or self-respect, but natural automatic process you are experiencing. It means you are progressing. Your sins are burning, your burden is decreasing, the soul is becoming light. Already I mentioned in Kuala Lumpur, how do I know my yoga is really powerful? What are the sign of powerful yoga? We asked these questions to Bab Dada, directly to Bab Dada in 87 in meditation hall. Madhuban Nivasi, they were meeting and after Murli, we asked these questions to Baba. What are the sign of powerful yoga? How do I know my yoga is powerful or not? Then Baba has said there are two signs of powerful yoga. On one hand, you can experience yoga as a fire. And in that fire, my sins are burning away. You can get that experience on one hand. And on the other hand, you can experience lightness and happiness. Why lightness? Burden is decreasing. Why happiness? Because we are proceeding our perfection, destination of perfection. That's why lightness and happiness. These are the signs of powerful meditation. Yes? Clear? Yeah? Sisters, clear?
Bhaji, the next question is it normally practically every day is Buddha, Baba was saying that we have to change Tamapradhan stage to Satrapradhan stage. Tamapradhan stage, change to Satrapradhan stage.
Yeah.
So the give us a connection between sins, we talk a lot about sins, sanskara,
yeah,
and our stage. What is the connection between burning the sins away and the sanskaras we are creating now? And then we achieve the Satrapradhan stage.
Yeah, yeah.
The connection between them.
See, the burning of sin is one process, I already explained. But how we can imbibe royal sanskar, gentle sanskar, noble sanskars in the soul? This is the part of that. Throughout the cycle, only in this confluence age, we get that golden chance of creating a very high quality sanskar, very royal sanskar, very noble sanskar like Lakshmi Narayan. Only in this confluence age we can get that chance. Throughout the cycle, no chance. If I jump 10 feet high, then throughout the cycle, I have to come down slowly, 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 80 forward, slowly, slowly. But in this confluence, time of rising, time of maintaining very high stage, time of imbibing very royal sanskars. And then the degree of sanskars is falling down slowly, 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 slowly. Understand? Now the question, how we can imbibe royal sanskar? Royal sanskar, noble sanskar. What is the method? What is the process for that? First step for maintaining royal sanskar is sitting on the throne of self-respect. Beginning point. Starting point. Baba has said that Baba is making you, Baba is sitting you on the throne of self-respect. Very good self-respect. Second step, experiencing very good, very high, very nice spiritual intoxication. Third step, creating very good quality of thoughts, very gentle thoughts, very pure thoughts, very powerful thoughts. That is the third stage. And fourth stage is always speaking very sweet words, royal words, soft words, gentle words. Thoughts, then words. Fourth stage is always powerful words, always pure words, always very enthusiastic words, words. Then fifth step is performing elevated action all the time. Very high quality action, very good quality of action, very elevated, not ordinary action, always elevated action. And the last then step is royal sanskar. That is the final product. Royal sanskar. So very high quality sanskar. Understand? Beginning is very good self-respect. Second step, very good spiritual intoxication. Third one, very good powerful thoughts, pure thoughts. Fourth one, very good words, pure words, powerful words. And then very good action, and then very good sanskar. This is the method, this is the process of imbibing royal sanskar. Okay? In mother's womb, there is a 5 months fetus is there. When soul leaves body, that soul enters here. In womb, mother's womb. Staying there 4 months, 9 days. And in that period, according to the sanskar, feature of a face and quality of a brain is building in that period. If the sanskar of that soul is very royal and very beautiful, the features are also very royal. Very beautiful. If sanskars are not, features of people like this, ordinary like this. Yeah, automatic. This is automatic process. In that 4 months, before that, the fetus is rough fetus. But when the soul enters, according to the samskar, the soul have face, features of a face and quality of a brain is building in that period. 4 months, 9 days. Then automatically the child, see Brahma Baba's features, 84 birth, last birth, very royal features, handsome features, last birth. Because soul carries the samskaras. But in this confluence is only we get the chance how high quality of samskaras you really would like to imbibe. Only this chance we get in this confluence. Then always we must keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect all the time. I am the king of the self. I, the soul, is a king of the self. Sense organ, physical organs, like mind and intellect, samskar. I am the ruler. I am the master. And if you maintain that very high spiritual intoxication and everything, then automatically you can imbibe that samskar. And then negative side is going away. Positive is increasing away. Understand? This is the method. Ganesh bhai? It makes sense?
But the question you're talking a lot about, self-respect. I think the last movie Baba came on, Shivaratri, you know? Baba came Shivaratri.
Yeah, that's
he mentioned a lot about Master Almighty stage.
Yeah.
So of all the self-respect, why the stage of Master Almighty authority stage is so important?
Yeah.
Why Baba wouldn't mention the other stages? We know there are so many stages of self-respect. What do you think? Why the Master Almighty authority stage is so important?
Because lion's child would be, the baby would be lion. Eh, brother? No, will not be like a cow or this and that, like this. Lion's baby would be lion. Baba is almighty. And we are all the children of Almighty. The rich person, those are millions, their children also would be millionaire. They will not be beggar. If my father is Almighty authority, I am the child of that. If you accept that, then you can easily maintain, I am Master Almighty Soul. All mighty means all mights, means all powers. I, the soul, have all the powers. 8 powers. All power means 8 powers. And experiencing that powers and using that powers and developing that powers and increasing that powers. And if you are sitting on the throne of Master Almighty, then automatically your yoga would be good, your intoxication will be very good, and then automatically one day will be there, you become Master Almighty. One day, last day, you become the embodiment of that title. Not here only, but practical embodiment. Doctor is not, is coming from mother's womb as a doctor. He is studying, doctor, he is practicing, and then patients, oh doctor, doctor, patient also, doctor, sir, doctor, doctor, doctor. That's why 24 hours, I am a doctor. I am a man, I am a woman, but I am a doctor. This is a laukik self-respect. And this is a spiritual alaukik self-respect, related with the soul. This is related with the body, related with the personality, physical personality, but this is related with the spiritual personality. And we are a very loyal soul. In last birth we become ordinary, simple, but in first birth we were very royal position, very high position. When we will be there, after coming down from Paramdham, when we will sit on the throne of the king and king, there must be intoxication on your face. I am the king. I am the king of king. I am a world emperor. You must have that intoxication on your face, otherwise the subject will, hey, king, and now in the, what is this? No one will accept you. King means having position, having intoxication, things like that, automatically. Royalty, samskaras. But we have to imbibe that now. But Bhava is repeating in Murli, we are not accepting that title. Oh, this is a very high title. This is a very big title. This is not for me. This is for others maybe, not for me. Why we are not accepting that? Why we are not accepting that? We are hesitating. We are hesitating. I don't know. I am not worthy for this title. I don't know. Why we are having that feeling? Yes? Please answer. Every day Baba is giving you title, but we are not accepting that. You are a world emperor. You are a world benefactor soul. You are a world transformer soul. I know I am a world transformer soul. I am not able to transform myself. How can I become world transformer soul? Because in golden age and silver age, we play our role, very high role, very good quality role. But the moment we enter in a copper age, Maya kidnap us and put in a jail for 2500 years. How many years? Brother? Not 100 years, not 1000, 2500 years in a jail as a slave. And that is why we have deeply related, deeply rooted samskaras of inferiority complex. And that is not allowing us to accept this big title. This is the reason. Now what I have to do? What I should do? Don't look towards this copper age and iron age role. You just look golden age and silver age. We are very royal souls and gentle souls. If you look at this area, then you can easily accept that. Then you can imbibe easily that samskara. This is a positive way for adopting royal samskara. Don't look this area. The British people, they rule the things and they make slave to the peoples, many peoples. And India also, they 150 years slave of the British people. That's why it is samskar. Now we are the king. We know our personality. Baba explain everything. That's why we have to accept that. And we have to work on that. We have to work on that. We have to practice that. Then one day, that title would be the part of your life. In this gathering, who is going to become a king? No, not raising hand. Not raising hand. Anybody can raise hand. That is not the thing. If you want, I can tell you. My psychic power is very good. 50 years I am working, practicing yoga. I can tell any, in a second, who is going to become a king, who is becoming king, king of king or queen of king, in a second. Can I tell? Huh? Can I tell you? But you will complain to Mirabai or Purebhai. Simple test. Look at eyes. Very high intoxication. The quality of king of king. Higher than that, king of king. Higher than that, world emperor. Low intoxication, subject. Low intoxication, servant. No intoxication on face, low quality, servant, subject. Simple, in 1 second you can get an idea. Just by observing the intoxication in your eyes, on your face. Understand? This is a simple method. That is why if you practice that, face can tell you what you are going to, what is your future. Which position you are going to get in a golden age, your face can tell that. That's why Baba has said that you have to do a lot of service through face and your character. In future, very soon in future, you have to do a lot of service through your face and character. Make sense? Yeah, face is the index of mind. Your face is happy because your mind is happy. Your mind is not happy, face will not be happy. See, we are all the hero of this drama. Baba has said that I am giving you the role of hero actor, not actor, hero actor. But I am giving you a special duty. What is duty? Maintain a happy face and donate happiness. This is your duty. Maintain happiness and donate happiness. The tap water is coming from the tap in a bucket. The bucket is so full, then overflowing. In the same way, my mind is happy, then overflow through the face. Happiness. Automatic overflow. But three thieves always knock the door for stealing the happiness of our mind. The three thieves are always knocking the door of our mind for stealing the happiness. Worries, fear and burden. These are the three thieves. Don't allow them. Worries, fear and burden. Any pressure or burden, burden. If you don't allow them, always maintain happiness, mind would be happy, face would be happy. Because we are hero actor. Thousands and thousand eyes are looking at us all the time. We are on the stage. Not a single moment we must experience unhappiness or sadness in my life. No, because we are hero. Everything is dependent on us. The whole cycle, the drama, unlimited drama, is dependent on our actions, our role. Somebody is praising me, I become very happy. Somebody is defending me, I become unhappy. I am not a puppet of anybody's hand. I am my own status. Understand? That's why Baba is giving us sustenance. That's why we must take full benefit of that. No need. Baba has given me so high, so much respect. I don't expect anything from anybody, human being. I am not a beggar. I am a royal soul. Yes, brother.
Om Shanti.
Yeah.
I would like to ask, is that Brother Uttam? Brother Uttam was talking that just remember the point of light. And Baba is the point of light. And Baba Muri always said that. Now, in regarding to that, can I ask, from the start of practicing, in a very basic, is it the way, for example, like, I 5 minutes just only think about, and the point of light, Baba is the point of light, imagine that the light, and then slowly feel the point of light in. And then, you know, in Amebera or whatever is it, then you drag on, maybe the second step, for maybe 15, 20, half an hour, or maybe even more. Then for the another one, Brother Uttam was talking about angel. So for angel, can I just, for example, I remember that I'm an angel. I'm in the subtle world. We Baba, the angelic Baba, just stay on it, two things on it. I'm an angel. Baba is an angel. Just slowly continue, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then you drag on for the so-called practicing. Is that correct? I just want to ask.
Yeah, first, I don't understand. Angel, I understand.
First point, you were saying that I, the point of light, and then Baba, point of light, and then I keep thinking point of light for 5 minutes, half an hour. Point of light, point of light. Is it correct?
Practice the concentration of maybe 5 minutes to slowly clear the waste thought. Then you try to concentrate more on 10 minutes, and gradually maybe half an hour. Yeah. Then maybe gradually you do not know the time already.
Yeah, understand.
Because you stick to that.
Take it.
Is that correct?
Yeah, understand. Yeah, understand. Correct meditation is in soul world. I, the soul, is a point of light, and Baba is a supreme point of light. Okay? Sitting close in front of each other and focusing the eye of intellect on Baba. Eye of a soul is the eye of intellect. This is the eyes of the body. These are the eyes of the body. And which is the eye of a soul? Intellect. Just visualize with the eye of intellect Baba, then automatically your mind starts thinking about that visualized object. Automatically. This is the atomic process. If I look brother, pure Bhai, I will think about only brother. If I look Ganesh Bhai, I will think about him only. This is the law. Whatever you are visualizing with the eye of intellect, mind is thinking only about that object. Now sitting in front of Baba, who is Baba? Who is point of light? He is the world almighty utter. He is having the ocean of seven oceans, ocean of peace. His highest experience is personality also. My father, he is my father, but how is he highest on high? His qualities, his virtues, incognito, very subtle level. He is not a point, only point of light dot, but he is a point with these qualities, these powers. If you visualize like that and you experience that, and then you start receiving automatically power from Baba. You can enjoy that also. Just point of light, you can feel dryness. I am a very powerful soul, pure soul, very good quality soul, and my father, supreme being, is a son of knowledge, is a full ocean of powers, ocean of knowledge, means personality, he is having the personality, attributes, lots of attributes. Then you can enjoy that for a long time. And the method is for maintaining concentration. If the eye of intellect is distracting, no problem. Just check it and change it. Put it on Baba. Check it and change it. Check it and change it. Put it on Baba. As much your checking power, changing power will increase, that much your concentration power will increase. Okay? Now angelic form. Angelic form for what? Angelic form for experiencing a relationship. You experience as a child, he is your father, Baba is your father, Baba is your teacher, Baba is your preceptor, Baba is your friend. Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba, I the soul through my angelic form, he is my friend. He is my best friend. I am enjoying his company. He is very loyal to me. He never leaves me alone. Just experience that relationship, then you can enjoy. You can make that fruitful. Just angel, Baba is angel, I am angel, you will not enjoy that. But experience relationship through that angelic form. Then when you enjoy that, then you can go beyond the awareness of angelic body. You can be just point of light and point of light. This is a journey. Conversation. You are going lost in conversation, you can experience angelic stage. You are getting lost in that angelic stage, you can experience seed stage. This is a pilgrimage. Conversation, angelic stage and seed stage. As much the percentage of love is increasing, you are forgetting this physical body, you are forgetting this subtle body, you are just having point of light, point of light. And you can just enjoy that. And if after successful yoga means after having yoga, you could feel, oh, my battery is really charged. And this is so much power, really charged. I'm contented. That type of the feeling after having yoga also. We must have that. Joyful with powers, full with happiness. Oh. Charge means this. If you eat food, very nice food, you body become happy, mind become body happy. In the same way, you receive spiritual food powers, your soul become happy. Can we visualize soul world? Through Baba?
Forehead.
No, Baba's forehead is not there in soul world. Yeah. Baba is point of light, you are also point of light. No, in only Bab Dada, subtle world. Only light. Soul world means incorporeal world. Yeah, on
forehead.
There is no forehead. There is no physical. Yeah, point of light. Supreme point of light. Yeah. Because forehead, Bab Dada is in subtle region or in here, in this world. But in soul world, only point of light, supreme point of light. No face. Huh? Yes. Yeah, Baba, Shiv Baba, not Bab Dada, Shiv Baba. Yeah. In soul world.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
See, when you are going in Baba's room here, okay? Now, give respect to Brahma Baba and remember Shiva Baba. Just respect for Brahma Baba. Why respect? Because he made everything easy for me. Whatever the Shiva Baba had given those elevated knowledge, he became the embodiment of, he made me very, that's why I have respect for him, but remember Shiva Baba. Yeah.
Om Shanti, Tambai. This regarding, I just wanted to see if you can explain on the basis of your own experience.
Yeah.
Baba has mentioned in the Murli that as time goes by, as your meditation becomes more refined, storms of Maya which you have never realized, it just comes, just like when you are cleaning the dirty pond, rubbish comes out.
Yeah.
From Atambai's experience, how did you face it and can you share with us? What are the tools he used so that we can become ready to face this?
Well,
yeah. Storms of Maya. Unheard of, never heard of.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Will come.
Yes. Storms of Maya in the beginning, in childhood.
And also, if we are progressing.
Yeah, as we are progressing, yeah. See, before starting Raj Yoga, many people say, oh, before coming to Brahma Kumaris, I was okay. But when I start meditation, oh, worst. I am becoming worst. I don't know. I still keep on going there or I stop going there. in Raj Yoga Center. What to do? I don't know. Before going there, I was okay. Before starting meditation, the dirt is already underneath of that water, of the tank or the, what is that, lake? Water underneath, the dirt is there, mud is there. In the same way, we have lots of dirt in the soul of 60th birth. When we start meditation, the dirt starts coming. You never ever that have that type of the dream, you never ever that type of the thoughts can come in your mind. Because the dirt is there, inside, underneath of the mind. And don't, we should not become scared. Oh, this is good. The dirt is going, coming. The doctor is operating, dirt is coming, the very bad things are coming, and he is operating and getting free from that, and then operation, then tying that, and then after that, oh, you will be perfect. If the dirt is going away, you feel good. In the same way, this is a surgery. Baba is doing surgery. When we are starting meditation, all the dirt is coming. We must not scared. Okay, very good. This is a cleansing process. Become happy. Experience that happiness. Oh, still I'm happy, happy. Huh? If the dirt is coming out from your mind, that you must become happy, no? Otherwise that will be there. But in this situation, don't lose your courage, don't lose your confidence. And when you are getting that type of the symptoms, then that is a sign, I have to improve more yoga, I have to improve more soul conscious state, I have to improve more very high self-respect. When you are having that, you should think that. Today, I will explain that. I will maintain very good stage of it. If I am having impure thoughts, no problem. Now, today, since morning, I will maintain soul conscious stage and soul conscious vision. Soul conscious stage, soul conscious vision. And automatically your stage will go on higher. We must not lose our confidence. We must not get disheartened. Why? Still I am practicing 10 years yoga, but I am having this dirt. Doesn't matter. Still there is a time. Get away that dirt. And maintain very good self-respect. Inferiority complex is the biggest obstacle in our spiritual path. Always remember, inferiority complex is not allowing us to work on that things. That is why maintain superiority complex, very good self-respect. Then that will give you courage, that will give you confidence. Then you can experience a victory over the Maya. What is Maya? Maya is nothing. Maya is just illusion. Maya is just weakness, weak thoughts. I am receiving Baba's sustenance, God's sustenance. I am powerful child, powerful soul. Like that. In the beginning when I was baby, at that time I was thinking like that and I was working more yoga. Let the dirt come out. That is nice. Become happy. Because our samskara, getting attracted towards the body and making others attract towards our own body, this is our very strong samskara of 63 birth. That is why we must maintain soul conscious stage, soul conscious vision, brotherhood vision. If you would like to maintain very high stage of purity, this is a master key for that. Maintain very good soul conscious stage, soul conscious vision. Because equal poles in magnetism, there is one principle. Equal poles repulse, opposite poles attract. Equal poles repulse, opposite poles attract. If I see I am a male and this is a female, maybe opposite attraction may be there. Go beyond. I am point of light, this is also point of light. Similar poles, repulse. Then there is no impure thoughts. This is a very special method. for maintaining very good stage of purity. Go beyond. The awareness of brother and sister also. Baba said, go beyond brother and sisters. Because this body is made by impure five elements. That's why our vision can become impure. Possibility. That's a go beyond. I am point of light. I am pure soul. This is a pure soul. Then you can conquer. Okay? Ganesh bhai?
Okay.
What are the tools you used?
What are the tools? Yeah, methods.
Mm-hmm. Experience like this. So how did you use it?
Yeah. For maintaining very good stage of purity, I maintained this master key. I was sitting on the roof of training section 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, sometimes whole night I spent on the roof of training section near up Tower of Peace. And whenever I was coming in kitchen, all men, mostly the sisters are coming there, some brothers. But I was always thinking, I must see shining star on every forehead. I am soul, point of light is a soul. And that is why I was able to maintain very good stage of purity. Okay? And then secondly, I maintain yoga, very good yoga. Always there was an aim, I want to become, while living in this area, Madhupan, in the four wall, I want to maintain very good stage of yoga. That aim was very high, very good, and then I was working on that. I was not looking at others. I was just senior dadis and me. How Baba, how me, Baba, how dadis, and like this. And then I was successful in that also. And then thirdly, I focus on the churning power. How to improve churning power. And I was writing articles or some churning. And then after a few years, Baba gave me blessing, personal blessing, meeting. You are clever in churning. Now you use this power of churning in the research in yoga and knowledge subject. In 86, Baba gave me this personal meeting in meditation hall. But before that, I was working, improving on the churning power. Oh, and then churning power was becoming refined like this. And then karma yoga. Karma and yoga must be together. Because here, for example, only in Madhupan, physical karma, preparing food, preparing this, washing, cleaning. This physical actions. But my aim was this, always I want to earn double income. Karma and yoga must be together. Yoga, sitting alone, yoga, what is the big thing you are doing? Baba says, you are a brave warrior, you are a Mahavir. The sign of Mahavir is performing action in yoga. That is the sign of powerful soul. Mahavir soul. I was working on that also. And you know, in gathering, because gathering, Madhuban is living in a gathering. Somebody is defaming you, somebody is insulting you, somebody is gossiping about you. What? And I was the in charge of Sevadhari. That's why some people, they were always becoming angry. Why you are not giving our Sevadhari? We have a lot of work to do. Why you are not giving them? Sometimes I was thinking, he is becoming angry on me. I can't slap him like that. But in the 30 years, never spoke any bad words, never lose my courage, never lose my happiness. I was always thinking, I have to become an example. And I have to improve tolerance power. As much the higher quality soul, that much the higher of tolerance power. This is a measurement. If I want to become higher quality, high quality soul, I must have the high tolerance power. Otherwise, how can I become? That's why I was working on that. And then, no effect. Anybody speaking something wrong, there is no effect on me. Practical. Example. If I am powerful, my tolerance power will be powerful. If my body is weak, because of hot, I feel hotness, because of cold, I get coldness, because body is weak. But in the same way, soul is powerful, no problem. Storms will come, doesn't problem. I can overcome them, I can conquer them, I get victory over them. I'm a master, almighty soul. I am powerful soul. Simple, sample, an example. I want to become an example. Always was keeping that in. I want to become an example.
I think a good word that come end is simple, sample, and example. I think time is running out. I think we just give a hand to Atam.